The think tank discussion on this topic began with Dr. Maripal, who commented on his own clinical approach to management of metastatic disease in a non-protocol setting.
My approach is, in general, to provide complete treatment-free holidays. It has a tremendous added benefit of the patient not having to come see me, which, you know, in spite of my social wizardry and how fun I am to be around, I think that not having to come to the office and park in our parking lot, which sometimes takes half a day to find a spot, is a tremendous benefit. So whereas on the one hand, there are not secure data that really address what is the survival impact of a complete holiday, I could flip it around and say, in the absence of data to the contrary, with the data from the three studies we have, Optimox 1, Optimox 2, and GISCAD, suggesting that there isn't really a detriment, at least in short-term outcomes, from holidays of one kind or another, I'm pretty comfortable, after a while, at least discussing with a patient the possibility of a complete holiday from treatment.
Axel?
First of all, we don't have the Optimox 2 survival data yet.
Correct.
So this will is still in black box. Secondly, none of these trials had used biologics. Thirdly, yes, I do discuss complete treatment holidays with patients, and I'm very flexible over time, you know, giving patients a longer break of therapy for them to go fishing, you know, in the northern borderline waters, you know, of Minnesota. And there are a lot of things you can do to kind of make treatment phases more convenient for patients. The question is really like, which side would we like to err? Is it, in the absence of data with the current trial, is it leaning toward we like to keep something around, or should we be more patient-oriented, like quality of life and stop? You know, I have a patient who I have been treating for quite some time, usual thing, FOLFOX, bevacizumab for 4 months of therapy, preempting toxicity, stopping oxaliplatin, and she is now more than a year on 5-FU bevacizumab. We tried capecitabine, didn't work as well, but to make it more convenient, every 3-week dosing. And every time she comes back, I ask her, so do you want to stop? Because she is completely stable, completely stable. We discuss it every time, and I actually almost expect her to say at some point, you know, I'd like to stop. And she said, I'm fine, I have no side effects, I work full time, I like to keep on. So these are the discussions we have to conduct with our patients.
And Neil, is that typically what you would see with fluoropyrimidine and Bev alone? People feeling mainly pretty asymptomatic, other than the inconvenience issue?
There's a lot that weighs into this psychologically for the patient. I mean, obviously, the sense of doing something provides some psychological benefit, and yes, the patient's at work working full time. But I tell you, when I see a patient after they've been on their holiday for 2 months for their first disease reevaluation during the break, they are telling me they didn't realize what it was like to feel good again.
Right.
So.